So all of that is meant to describe what I think is rather sophisticated and complex vocabulary of Buddhist worship. You don't just worship the Buddha in a particular shrine or an image. You get access to his power in a way that reminds you of the Dharma and helps you embody it to one degree or another in your own experience. Now, having said that about, as it were, the vocabulary of Buddhist worship and the establishment of a tradition of Buddhist shrine making and image making, what are the types of Buddhist images? What types of Buddhist images are out there for us to observe? Some of the earliest images are called aniconic images that represent the Buddha through symbols, places associated with his life, or sometimes simply by his absence. For example, we often see images of lay people bowing down in devotion to the Bodhi tree and to the empty throne of the Buddha's awakening. These images are quite common early in the Buddhist tradition, in the early centuries of the common era, at sites in Andhra Pradesh in south central India. These are found in many American museums. There's a great cache of these in the British Museum, and they may well be very familiar to you if you have studied some of the traditions of Buddhist art. You can see similar images on one of the most important early Buddhist monuments, the stupa at Sanchi. In both of these cases, the Buddha would be represented by a symbol or by a place that the Buddha once occupied but now is absent. There's a debate about the meaning of these images. Some scholars say that these images are evidence of a tradition that prohibited representation of the Buddha in physical form. Others say that they don't represent the Buddha, but represent shrines associated with the Buddha after his death. I'm somewhat sympathetic to the second argument because I think many Buddhist shrines do function as reminders of the Buddha's absence. But I think, if truth be told, if you look at the whole tradition of these so-called aniconic images, there are many images that clearly are meant to be representations of events in the Buddha's life. So the interpretation of these images is as yet, shall we say, uncertain, but they constitute for us an important category of early representation of the Buddha. Near the beginning of the Common Era, craftsmen began to create images of the Buddha's physical form, to image the Buddha as a physical human being. These images appeared in a number of distinctive sculptural styles, and I'd like to mention some of those sculptural styles to you so that you can recognize them when you see them in museums or you see them in the pages of books. One of the first is the so-called Mathura style, associated with the region of Mathura in the Ganges basin. Buddha images in the Mathura style often have a large and fleshy body, typical, I think, of an indigenous Indian way of expressing the form of a human body. One of the earliest of these images is a seated Buddha from Ishapur in Mathura that can be dated to the first century before the Common Era. That's a very early Buddha image. They weren't very common until after the beginning of the Common Era in other areas of India. This is a flat, stylized image. It seems in many respects to be extremely simple, almost as if it were a folk image, but it clearly is the source of a tradition of representing the Buddha in physical form that then evolved in more elaborate ways later. As in a Buddha image that is fairly commonly seen in Buddhist, in literature about Buddhist art, from Abhichatra in Uttar Pradesh, that shows a seated image of the Buddha with his hand up in a gesture of fearlessness, his hand up just above his shoulder, conveying fearlessness to his disciples, and a slight smile on his face, as if he were conveying also by the expression of his face a sense of fearlessness.